striking it down after four legally married same-sex couples file a lawsuit. The couple's arguing that the ban discriminated against people who were legally married. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature...
And you were hired for a reason. You know, if you have something to say, speak up. It's great advice. So we'll be right back. Just a second or two. It's already 3:48. Thanks for listening in today.
USA Radio's Jason Wirt reports.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz took a big victory lap in Wisconsin after trouncing Donald Trump, with John Kasich a very distant third in the state's primary. Cruz took time in his victory speech to land a jab at the media.
3 weeks ago, the media said Wisconsin was a perfect state for Donald Trump. But the hardworking men and women of Wisconsin stood and campaigned tirelessly to make sure that tonight was a victory for every American.
The next Republican primary is in New York in 2 weeks, where Donald Trump holds a big lead in the polls. I'm Jason Wirt.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are going to hear testimony about protecting U.S. airports from terror attacks. The head of the TSA testifying at a Senate hearing about airport safety not long after the bombings in Brussels. This is USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
I've done at least three stories here about the White House. One on the development of the Oval Office, the one about its complete rehab in the Truman administration, and then there was the White House Christmas tree story. But the Executive Mansion has such a long and rich history, you just can't get enough of it. This is the story of its very beginning and the early days of actually building it at the end of the 18th century. After you read enough about selecting the site, the architects and their designs, and the men who toiled to build the original structure, you come away knowing one thing for certain. Call it the Executive Mansion, call it the White House, call it 1600 Pennsylvania, or whatever you please. But study its early days, and you will know, without a doubt, that this is George Washington's house. Join us again next time for the beginning. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Washington State employees being told not to conduct any official travel to the state of Mississippi. The governor announcing a travel ban in response to Mississippi's law that protects business owners who refuse services to gay, lesbian, and transgender customers for religious purposes. President Obama weighing in on the presidential race.
The president spoke about the GOP presidential frontrunner's ideas.
I am getting questions constantly from foreign leaders about some of the wackier suggestions that are being made.
For instance?
The notion that we're going to track every Western Union bit of money that's being sent to Mexico. Good luck with that.
Trump has threatened to stop Mexican immigrants from sending money back home if Mexico doesn't pay for a border wall.
This is just one more example of something that is not thought through.
Obama says it's not just Trump's foreign policy that's being questioned.
You're also hearing concerns about Mr. Cruz's proposals.
He says people expect more from a president.
They don't expect half-baked notions coming out of the White House.
Randy Fuller reporting for USA Radio News.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
An FBI probe into alleged corruption at the NYPD reportedly uncovering lavish gifts, possibly in exchange for favors. The New York Post saying as many as 20 high-ranking New York City police officers receiving Super Bowl tickets and vacations to China, London, and Rome. The gifts coming from wealthy Orthodox Jewish businessmen who allegedly used city cops to provide special scrutiny. The United Auto Workers ripping Ford for its decision to build an assembly plant in Mexico. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
UAW President Dennis Williams calling the announcement from the automaker very troubling, saying it's going to mean the loss of jobs that should have been available in the United States. Ford confirming it's going to invest $1.6 billion to build that plant in Mexico. Company officials saying the goal is to improve the profitability of its smaller cars, including the Ford Focus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Alabama lawmaker is moving forward with an effort to impeach Governor Robert Bentley. Republican Senator Ed Henry on Tuesday filing formal articles of impeachment against him. Talks of impeachment beginning after news reports surface of an alleged affair between the governor and a top aide. The secondhand chair where the first two Harry Potter books were written is going up for auction. It comes complete with a letter from author J.K. Rowling describing how it became her favorite when she started the novels. Rowling eventually hand-painting it herself, even signing her name on it. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. Today's topic is going to be all about staging your home, that keyword staging for real estate. And I have a very special guest today. His name is Joe Peters. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
You may know Joe Peters from his real estate shows here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Right. I'm on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock with real estate and a 55-plus format as well.
Terrific. All right. We're going to really delve into real estate today and get you the most money we can for your property. Let's go ahead and take a look at the weather this morning, which is unseasonably cold and a little bit disappointing because I know we all want to get our short sleeve shirts out and they're just sitting there with the tags on them. It currently says that it's fair at 33 degrees, which I think is awfully cold for April. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 50 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then a chance of showers with a low of 40. On Thursday, there's a 100% chance of rain. I guess you shouldn't get your car washed today, right, Joe?
I did. That's over. It's too late.
You caused it, actually. Yeah. With a high of 60 degrees. Thursday night, there's a 60% chance of showers with a low of 39. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 52 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 30, so it's going to be cold on the weekend. Saturday, a 40% chance of showers with a high of 47. Saturday night, the low is going to be 24. I don't know if this is winter or spring. And then finally on Sunday, it's going to be a mostly sunny day with a high of 47 degrees.
Yay!
My name is Richard Scuderi, and my show is Modern Design. We come to you every Wednesday at 10 to 11 here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And I am very pleased to have in studio, as I said, Joe Peters, who's a wonderful realtor, has a show here on two shows here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And why don't you tell us a little about yourself, Joe?
Well, sure. First of all, I'm with Weichert. I'm based in Clinton, but that doesn't mean I just do the Clinton area. I do all of Hunterdon, all of Somerset, right along the 78 corridor. Uh-huh. And I've been doing real estate for about 12 years, do primarily residential real estate. Mm-hmm. So anybody that's in those two areas, I wander out to Morris County and Middlesex County and Warren Counties, but 95% of my business is Hunterdon and Somerset.
We were just talking before we went on the air about the area and Hunterdon itself. You know, there was a perception when I was growing up years ago that Hunterdon County was sort of the boondocks. And then as time went on and the economy did well and dot commerce went out, everybody wanted the new frontier was Hunterdon. You went out to Hunterdon because you got a big lot and you got a new development home or, you know, a big house, or you built a house and the more property, the better. And you were further out and it was more private and so on. And that was the way of the 90s, the aughts, and so on. And then after the recession, I think the shift sort of changed a little bit, don't you think?
The tide is turning. I tell people, and I meet a lot of people in Somerset County where they can't find what they're looking for. And I say, follow me. We're going to go 5 to 10 miles. We're not going to fall off the end of the earth.
We'll go west, young man, right?
To the west, mm-hmm. right? We won't fall off the end of the earth. We're going to turn left at the cows, right at the horses, and you're going to – and they get out and they say, this is great.
Right.
You get probably 20% less in price.
Right.
You get maybe 3 times the property you'd have if you want it. And it's been a real transition for some people. If you don't mind driving another 10 or 15 minutes, Hunterdon County is a great place to live with a tremendous, tremendous quality of life. But people set out looking for Bridgewater, Branchburg. That's where their mindset is.
And is that because that's sort of a hub for them? We know the mall is there and the supermarket.
It's about as logically far as you want to drive. Back then. New York. But it's an interesting statistic. In Hunterdon County, only 4% of our people go all the way to New York to work. In Somerset, you'd think it quadrupled. No, it's about 7 or 8%.
Right.
But they want to be close to the relatives. They want to go into theater and dinner.
Right.
And a lot of people are working in the areas surrounding like Newark, like maybe Morris County. You know, the high tech is not just New York. But I worked in New York for 23 years. I understand people's mentality. It's where it's at, and it's where you make your money.
It's very true, and being within that environment and close for sure. Since the recession, when people are looking for houses, there's been a couple of different theories, and I've added since the recession a staging a portion of my business because selling properties after 2008 started to become very challenging, and presenting a property at its best that it can be really does make a difference. In general, how do you feel about staging a property?
I work with stagers all the time. I think there's an opportunity for us to work going forward as well, but I provide – one of the things that I do differently is I'm professional. And I'm not saying other realtors aren't professional, but I think I'm a little more professional. I came out of large-scale corporate selling. I worked in a retail industry, and then I worked for both Oracle and SAP and sold back to the retail vertical. Mm. So I was really selling back to the IT director, who was who I was in a prior life. And as a result, I've been trained professionally, and I understand building pipeline. I understand contact management. I understand the sales cycle. And I bring that to that level to the table when I'm dealing with somebody. Somebody will say, wow, you get it. And it's, you know what? It's not like I'm better than the others. I've just been trained differently.
Right.
So I try to find people when they're in their thought process. They're thinking about doing something 6 months to a year out, buying or selling, and they need to start talking to somebody. I have a wealth of information. I subscribe to things that the normal consumer cannot get their hands on. And what I can do is take that mass amount of data that you've got that you've probably found over the internet and don't know what to do with it and distill it down to be just enough that you need to know what's going on and supplement it with a little bit of my information and help you. I say on my site, I help you to achieve your goals and dreams.
Here's a question for you, because it's sort of a loaded question, if you will. Is the internet a help to what you do or a hindrance to what you do? And that's really a loaded question because there's a lot to that.
I think the internet is the best invention since toilet paper.
Okay.
Pardon the expression.
Sure.
I think, you know, forget that Al Gore designed it and whatever. It is, and it's not going away. It's like electricity. We're not going back to candles.
Right.
So the internet's here, and I think it depends how you use it. I find that most customers, when they contact me, they need somebody to open the door. They already found the houses they want to look at. And
yeah, but is that
a realtor.
But is that in itself, as it is also, I feel, with the travel industry, is the advantage the age now where we have all this in our midst, in our living rooms, in our offices, we have all the information captive. Do people begin to feel, I don't need a realtor, I have the listings, I look every day, I know what I want, I'm educated, which in fact, of course, they're not.
Right.
But does that, you know, I'll go to one of these Zillow sites or what have you.
Yep.
I know what my house is worth. I don't need a realtor. Does that sometimes factor into the picture?
Well, it always factors into the picture because people will say, I'm going on a listing appointment tonight. And they'll tell me what Zillow says. And I'm saying, okay, now Zillow's never been in the state of New Jersey.
Right.
So how are they so good?
Right.
Most of what's on Zillow, and I advertise heartily on Zillow.
And we're not just picking on Zillow.
Right.
There's other sites.
There's other sites there, too. But most of it is somewhat accurate, but not very accurate. You need a local aerial specialist, a local area specialist to help you understand what's happening where you're at.
Right. And it's all very relative because, you know, the house that they never see from the inside may be a shell on the inside. So, in fact, when they say it's worth $549,000 and it has no interior, that is not correct. So you have to take that with a grain of salt. I would imagine it's just based upon comps in the area.
Well, they use the tax table. It'll take total assessed value for this town, and it'll take the sales from last year and say that the sales, based on total assessed value, are 102% of total assessed value. And that's what the price is.
Exactly.
They don't know that you took a second mortgage.
Exactly.
They don't know that you put a new kitchen in.
Right.
They don't know that they're building a factory down the street and you can sell this house if you wanted to.
Exactly.
So that's what a local area specialist does. So I think Zillow is good that I find people through it. And once again, we're not picking on Zillow. I think they're wonderful. But it is what it is. It's a way to get people to talk to each other, just the way the internet's a way to get people to talk to each other.
As the platform we're on right now.
You got it.
Okay, we're about to go to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 18 years. I do have a location in Flemington. It's 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. We are having a sale on accessories now. Brought a lot of new stuff in for the spring season. Come visit us. The phone number is 908-832-7050, 908-832-7050. Or you can always reach me for a personal visit at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. My guest this morning is the famous Joe Peters, terrific realtor, a lot of wealth of experience. And before we went to break, we were talking about the real estate market and how the internet has impacted people's perception. And I wanted to transition because the show today is truly about staging, but I wanted to bring that part up because here's what I think from my perspective as a realtor. As a designer, I am also a realtor. I have my real estate license. I don't practice. I never have. I just like to have a knowledge of it because right. For my staging portion of the business, I think it makes me better at what I do.
Yep.
So I think it's good to have a knowledge of that. You know, there are certain things, you know, people make investments to their house all the time. But when I view somebody's home, whether I'm just doing a renovation for themselves or I'm doing it, I am always mindful of if what we're doing is going to devalue or not bring any value, at least, to what they do. Do you think that's important?
I think so, too. It's amazing what we walk into. I mean, I'll go into a house and it's ready to go. There's nothing I have to do.
Right.
I'll go to another house, and it's like it needs to be raked out. We right. need to repaint the place, put carpets down. Then it needs right. some staging because it doesn't even look like it's a normal house. And both of these people have the same opinion. I'm ready to go. And
right.
I sometimes – and one of the hardest things I have to do in my career is to tell people – that their house is not anywhere near worth what they think it is.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of times it results in telling them that they're underwater. And to that point, they thought that, wow, I've got some equity. I can sell and move on. And
right.
The answer is no. It's going to take about 5 years to get back to break-even point.
Right.
So I have to judge each one separately. And I work with a bevy of people to help get the person from where they're at to where they need to go. I mean,
right.
They want to sell for the highest price, and a buyer wants to buy for the lower price. And
right.
I'm the guy, I call myself Joe Glue. I have to bring those two ends together.
Sure.
And make it work.
Right. But don't you feel, and there are probably statistics on this that I can't relate to, but maybe you can sort of have some general, and I'm going into this with you blind. Don't you think even time on the market, maybe sales price, is pretty much going to be somewhat higher if your house is just clean?
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to – I tell people, because they'll say, oh, look, I put up aluminum siding and a new roof. I said, people expect aluminum siding and a new roof.
Right.
That's not going to make your house sell for more. That's going to make your house be the first one that sells.
Right.
So – it depends what you put into a house. If you put into things like kitchens and bathrooms, you'll get more out of a house.
Right.
But what we're trying to do, because we're sitting at about 90 days right now, mm-hmm. average time on the market to sell a house in Huntington County.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to help them make that 90 turn into 60 or 50 or 40 for their case by
right.
introducing them to people like yourself, Rich, who
sure.
can make the house look a lot more appealing.
Right.
I tell people when I go to the first listing appointment, first thing I tell them is I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And if
right.
that's not what you're expecting, we're on the wrong page.
Well, that has to be yeah. difficult, because here you are when you're – and I say this because I'm in – you know, often I'm in someone's stranger's bedroom sitting on
yeah.
the bed talking about what we're going to do. So what you do is similar, in fact, because it's very intimate. You're in someone's personal
yes.
space. So when you're in somebody's personal space and now you're telling them things they don't want to hear, that's got to be uncomfortable for you sometimes.
It is. Yeah. You've got to use a lot of tact and
right.
a little bit of humor.
Right.
And you got to get the point across. And sometimes I have to get them, and it may be easier for me than you, is to go look at what the competition looks like. And
yeah.
I say, I want to show you three or four houses on the
yeah.
market right now that you're going to compete with. We're going to go in and make believe we're going to buy them.
Exactly.
And we're going to look at them, and then we're going to come back and talk about your house. So
right.
you may not be able to do that as easy as I do.
Right.
But that is an awakening that people have to go through at times.
Right, and an education. And that's where the staging comes in shortly after that usually.
Absolutely. I've had houses where I had a guy who lived in a man cave for 8 months.
Okay.
I should say for 12 years. But
wow.
we had it on the market for 8 months. There were no pictures on the wall. Everything was gray. It was
right.
meh. You know, you walked in, it was okay. Let's go see the next house.
Exactly.
And somebody recommended to me, it's the first time I used the stage here, that we should bring somebody like yourself in. And we didn't have her toolbox off the rug. The first person to look at the house bought it.
Wow.
Bought it.
Wow.
And I can tell that story over and over and over, because what I tell people after I tell them I'm going to tell them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear, is that, in effect, what we're going to do is we're going to set your house up and take professional photography so it brings people in.
Right.
Then I'm going to give them professional brochures that will bring them back. You want to not only be the house they want to see, you want to be the house they remembered seeing.
Exactly.
And between those two, and it's a proven methodology, we sell houses quicker.
Right.
So people say, well, it's, you know, why do you do that and nobody else does that? I said, because maybe I'm a professional. You know, maybe I've been doing this a little longer. Maybe I understand it. But I do get results, and I do it through things like that. I also have the house professionally cleaned for the people if that needs to be. Sometimes
sure.
it does. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes
right.
even a cleaner can't help.
Right.
So,
I've been to some of those
yeah.
houses. Some people think that they can decorate instead of clean, which is
right.
its own thing. But, you know, here's the thing, and I want to go back to the internet, because this is how I see it now, and this is why I think staging is so important. Because of the internet, everything we do is very visual. So in my estimation, and you certainly can chime in on this, I think people look online first to see what the houses look like.
Absolutely.
They don't have a lot of time. Usually both people work.
Yep.
Maybe you have children. So they're online at night. They go to the websites. They look at homes. And they look at what has good curb appeal. So if you've taken terrific pictures, and if the house is staged, and it looks like there's going to be no work involved, those are the houses that people are going to put on their short list to see. Would
right.
you agree with that?
Totally.
Then I feel the second phase is – people don't want to go to the 20 houses that they have on the list. Maybe on a Sunday, they put the kids in the car and they do a drive-by. That, and they look around the neighborhood. They look at the, what the outside of the house looks like, if the shrubs are trimmed, if the lawn is cut, and so on. And then of that 10, maybe they pick 5 that they're going to say, Joe, I want to see 5 houses. That happens. Am I wrong to think that?
No, that happens all the time.
So for me, for staging, I think because of the internet and because we have immediate access to what that house looks like and so on, and then people will go the extra mile to see what's next door. Like you say, is there a sewage treatment plant? Yep. Is there stop signs? What's going on? And then it's limited, you know, to the 5 houses that they choose. You want to be one of those 5 houses.
Right.
And I think staging does that. And I think staging, to me, starts from the outside in, from the curb appeal of the outside.
Absolutely.
When I stage somebody's house, the first thing I do is, if the appointment is on Tuesday, I go on Monday. And I don't tell them I'm coming. I don't go into the house. But I do a drive-by, and I take pictures as it would have been. And then when I go on Tuesday to meet with them, I say, you left your garbage cans out. Your lawn needs to be cut. I can't see your gorgeous front door because there's a tree in front of it. It starts from the outside in because they're going to go to the cul-de-sac. They're going to look at your house. And if it looks unkempt, they're going to keep going.
You got
it. And it may have a brand new $100,000 kitchen on the inside, but they're not going to get to see that kitchen.
Right. What I find is people are looking for a reason to say no. They're going to go look, as you said, 5, 10 houses that day.
Right.
And they want to eliminate 7 or 8 of them and only have 1 or 2 they want to consider further.
Exactly.
So if they're walking up to your house and some of those things that you mentioned are eyesores, they've said no before they come in the door.
Exactly.
Or maybe they get through the front door and then they smell dog smell.
Exactly.
You know, it's a no. And that's all they're looking for. They're looking for a reason to say no and move on to the next house. So you've got to eliminate all the no's, and that's what a staging service can do.
Exactly.
And I find that when I, as a realtor, work with somebody as a stager, what happens is it's a nice 1-2 punch. I'll come in, I'll say, we need some work here. And you know what? I'm going to recommend a professional who does nothing but this kind of work.
Right.
And I'll have that person go in, and I will know what they're going to say. I don't need to prompt them. You know, you get to work with people long enough, it's like the center and the quarterback. You trust each other.
And you get a feel for it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yep. So let's start. Let's boil it down a little bit. And I know you have some statistics there that you want to read to them. Very interested in. But for me as a stager, it starts with the outside. And some of the things that I think are hot buttons for me is starting with the driveway. If your driveway is rough looking, if it's not seal coated, it's a sign that maybe the house hadn't been maintained.
Right.
So I think driveway is very important. I think your walkways need to be level. That's very important, power washed and clean looking. Your shrubs. The biggest problem I see, even in nicely maintained houses, if people have been in the house too long, they let the shrubs grow and grow, and the shrubs are too big. Don't you think?
Oh, they look like weeds.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if they're nice rhododendrons, nice azalea, nice cherry laurels.
Even trees are weeds when you think about it.
Exactly, exactly. So we want to make sure that we keep the bushes well trimmed, or at some point, you're going to have to just pull them out and put in some smaller stuff because you want to be able to see the house.
Yes.
The next thing is the paint. If the house is painted, needs a paint job, that's a turn off to people. That's something that, it's an investment, not a major investment, but certainly I think a return on the dollar for getting people into your house.
Yes.
And the roof is the next thing. You want to make sure that your roof, often over time, roofs get that sort of patina, and that's actually just mold, little areas of mold. It's not dangerous, but it turns people off and makes them think that maybe there'd be something wrong with the roof. So you want to have your roof cleaned. I have some resources to have your roof cleaned and that to get that mold off the roof. And finally, on the outside, wash your windows.
Yes.
Some realtor told me once, 100% of the people don't want to buy a house that seems drab. And having dirty windows, which cost nothing but a little elbow grease, really turns people off to a house. Don't you think?
Totally. Inside and out. Mm-hmm. I come in and I recommend all the time that the windows need to be clean. People want to be able, they're going to look out.
Right.
So what, do you want to look out a dirty window or a window hasn't been washed in 10 years?
And that shows in photographs. So when all these people are looking online and they see those dirty windows, it makes that, it doesn't appear nice in the photographs. You can see that. People may even interpret that as broken seals in your windows and maybe, and in fact, it's just dirt.
Right.
So then people start to say, oh, house needs work.
Yes.
Anything else that I've missed on the outside that you think? Because you obviously do this more than I do.
Well, I think what I try to have people do is drive down the street both ways, because mm-hmm. people are going to come down one way, turn around, go back the other way. So they're going to see it from both angles.
Right.
Take a look. I remember my kids used to work at a Ground Round. I don't know if they're still in the business anymore. They changed names of these restaurants over years. But the manager in the Ground Round used to sit in every seat in the Ground Round once a month to make sure he saw what people were seeing.
Right.
And I think the same thing goes with the house.
I think
look
you're
at
very
it
true.
The way people are going to see it. And if you get into the mindset that they're looking for this reason to say no, and you eliminate all of them, well, then they're going to say yes. There's no reason to say no.
Exactly. And then, you know, you brought something up that was very critical, and this happens to me all the time. Most people are very busy. We mm-hmm. live in New Jersey. It's very expensive to live here. We have a lot going on. So in my estimation, most people have a garage that's – a lot of colonials in Hunterdon County. A lot of people have the garage that's attached to the house.
Right.
What do? You leave in the morning very early. You go out the driveway. You go to work. You come home at night. It's dark. You go in the garage. You go in – I can't tell you how many people – when I take them to the front of their house and we have a first staging appointment,
right.
didn't realize the door needed to be painted.
Yeah.
Didn't realize there was fading on the front of the house. Didn't realize the shrubs needed to be – because they don't look at the front
exactly.
of their house. It's exactly to what you said. You have to do the walk around all four sides of the house.
And the other thing I think is very important, and most people overlook it, is the front doorknob.
Oh, yeah.
I always tell my buyers that a shiny doorknob usually means there's a shiny house.
Exactly.
It's a reflection about how you think about your house.
And how you treat it.
And, I mean, Hunterdon County is such a great place to live. As I talked about quality of life, I will tell you probably 2 out of 4 houses that I list in Hunterdon County, I have to go get a lock put on the front door.
Wow.
People in Hunterdon don't lock their doors.
Doors. I know. Even today, right?
Yeah.
Even to this day.
I've had people live in Hunterdon for 17 years and never locked the house.
I've had clients tell me that Hunterdon people say, oh, I've never locked my door.
Yeah. And I say, no, we're not listing the house without a lock on the door.
Sure.
Because I have to know who comes in and out because I'm liable if anything
exactly.
happens.
Exactly.
So, I mean, there's pluses and minuses to everything. But it's a great place to live. You need a shiny doorknob and you need one that locks.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. We're going to take a quick news break and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Wins in Wisconsin for Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders highlighting how important delegate math is. There were 42 delegates at stake in the Republican race, more than twice that up for grabs in the Democratic side. The victory for Cruz in Wisconsin making it more difficult for Donald Trump to secure the number of delegates needed to wrap up the nomination, meaning a contested convention could become a reality. Hillary Clinton still out ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders in terms of delegates, but he has momentum on his side, having now won 7 of the past 8 contests. A week before tax day is not a good time for the IRS headquarters to close the doors, but officials don't have much of a choice. This comes after a Monday afternoon fire, government officials announcing the building remains closed for the rest of the week. Authorities say the fire affected the air handling system and damaged the building's basement. And rumors of an affair prompting an Alabama lawmaker to move forward with an effort to impeach Governor Robert Bentley. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in 2 documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And And we are back, and my guest today, Wealth of Knowledge, is Joe Peters, who's very familiar because he does two shows here on Hunter and Chamber Radio. And we're chatting today about staging your house, getting it prepared for sale, having it look its best. And that's going to translate to dollars back to you, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think people need professionals when they go to sell. When I look at somebody doing a for sale by owner, I just laugh. I think, you know, even if he finds somebody, I'm a fisherman, so he's just fish analogies. Even if he gets one on the line, he ain't never getting in a boat.
Right.
Because, first of all, they don't know how to get one on the line. But secondly, the realtor, in effect, is the glue that holds both ends together. And when you put two people, buyer and seller, face to face, there's going to be a pride of ownership problem somewhere along the line, and it'll fall apart.
But I also think people are very savvy because they have the internet at their fingertips, so they know what houses they also know what houses are going for in an area. So if the median price of a house in a neighborhood is $500,000, and someone's going to do a FSBO for sale, FSBO is for sale by owner, the people who are buying that house are going to take into account real estate commission and deduct that.
Exactly.
So now you're not getting your money anyway. So you think you're saving yourself, but you're not. But you're also not getting the exposure. You don't have that team of realtors showing your house. So you have no exposure, and you're not going to get that money anyway. People are savvy. You know, the internet makes everything available. If I wanted to find something out, like I was saying to Joe yesterday, I went online and I Googled Joe, and tons of information came up. All of us have at their fingertip what we bought our house for, what we sold our house for, pictures of our house at times when previous people have owned it. It's all already out there, and people have that information. So I don't think you're fooling anybody. I think you have to just be, you know, smart and realize people know how things work and just present it at its best.
I think the analogy I use there, I'm full of analogies today, and I teach internally at Weichert business skills and technology, is you hire consultants to do things throughout your life. When you go to a dentist, he's a consultant. When you go get your oil changed, he's a consultant.
Exactly.
When you need real estate work done, you need a consultant there. You need somebody that's done it several hundred times, not going to try to do it for the first time.
Exactly. Not only that, for most people, their home is their biggest investment, the biggest
Absolutely.
Amount of money they've spent in a lifetime. So why would you just take that by chance?
Well, and everybody thinks they can sell their own home. And you know what? Nobody can show it like them. I can agree. But nobody wants to look at it that way to start with. So I'm
right.
not sure. You wind up looking anal, showing them that you have a closet on either side of the front door. Nobody cares.
And I also think that showing your own home is a formula for disaster, because it's just that. It's your home.
Yes.
And when you're showing your home, it becomes your home. So it's very hard, I think, for the potential buyer to see that then as their home, because you're showing it as your home. Don't you think that's very true?
Absolutely.
There's something about that.
It's the difference between being objective and subjective.
Oh, I think so.
An agent's going to come through and say, this house is 22 years old and the furnace is still the original furnace. That's an issue, because that furnace ain't lasting much longer.
Exactly.
It's a construction grade furnace. At the 20 year mark, you have to replace the roof, the windows, the furnace,
that's
the air conditioner.
That's the key, the 20 year mark.
So if you're looking at a 22 year old house and this stuff hasn't been replaced, you're going to wind up replacing it very shortly.
Exactly.
An agent's going to tell you that. Even a buyer probably wouldn't realize that. You get into a house that's got a garage under. People say, oh, it's not so bad. I say, yes, it is. Think about taking the groceries up those steps for the rest
every
of your
time,
life.
Every time, yes.
And it ate up half your basement space.
Exactly.
And people say, I never thought about it. I said, right, that's why you've hired me.
Exactly.
And when you take a look at an agent, when he's helping you buy a house, gets paid by the seller. You could argue that maybe some of the price that I'm paying is going to the agent, but it's still going to be that price. It doesn't matter. When you're selling a house, it costs you a little bit of money, but that agent should be bringing more back than he's taken out, or they're not doing their job. Because I can help you get a house sold for more money and very quickly, and you can't do that on your own, because you're a podiatrist or you're a social worker, or whatever your career is. I'm a realtor. This
right.
is what I do.
That's your expertise, definitely.
And that's what you're hiring me for.
Let's transition into the inside of the house now.
Yep.
Here's a phrase I say all the time. Paint is magic. And I will say it again.
Yep.
Paint is magic. I don't care what you say about anything else. The biggest bang for your buck to make a transformation in a home is new paint. It's a small investment, but done correctly, it just turns a house around, don't you think?
Agreed, and especially if your taste runs a little to the left or right of mainstream.
Because correct.
We find rooms that the kids want it shocking pink, or the right. kid wants the room black, or a sports color of his favorite team.
Right.
Well, the average buyer wants to see neutral colors. They
exactly.
want to see the greens and the mauves that are in sync with today, not somebody's personal thing. The very worst thing I can do is find somebody who wants to list a house and it looks like an advertisement for a wallpaper store. Every different room has a different wallpaper.
And Joe, don't you think also a lot of times when people do very personalized things like wallpaper, like faux painting, or like painting very exotic colors, in fact, when the room is completely decorated, it might look quite good. But when that furniture comes out and you're showing that house, if someone's moved, that room with that one element, whether it be faux paint or wallpaper, looks terrible and will look terrible in the pictures.
Absolutely. And people lose sight of that at times, but the savvy buyer doesn't. The savvy buyer will say to me, I couldn't possibly buy this house. It would cost me $20,000 to redecorate it, and I haven't done a thing to it except make it the way it should look already. So they're going to just move on. They might like the house, but they don't like that
idea. That's going to tear them away. And I want to get to something else, too, and as I'm also a colorist. Besides doing interior design, I specialize in coloring.
Okay.
I consult 2 days a week in northern New Jersey just doing colors, paint colors, which is a key. But I want to bring something up is that painting your walls white – is not necessarily going to bring you the best look for your home. In fact, neutral doesn't mean just white. Neutral means creams, tans, beiges, soft greens, and earth colors with white trim and white ceilings. And those are the colors that show up best on film. So if you have white walls or super white walls, you don't see depth. If you have a house that has a lot of trim and molding and everything is white, there's no depth perception. But if you have clean white ceilings, flat finish, you have white semi-gloss trim and doors, some sheen to them, a little bit of sheen to them, and differential, and then you have beautiful matte finished soft neutral wall colors, but different, you get the best look on film. I'm curious of your perception of
that. Well, a lot of people, because we'll even go into a kitchen where the kitchen, all the cabinetry is white.
Right.
And they'll say, this is very clinical. I'd have to redecorate this. I'm saying, well, it's a matter of taste.
Right.
Some ethnicities like all white.
Right.
Some don't. And there's things that can be done with it to make it look better. But that's a great example of
right.
it. Because it just looks like I'm in a hospital here.
Well, exactly.
It's not the look I'm looking for.
If you have, and white kitchens have been and continue to be a white shaker cabinet, tends to be the cabinet of the day and what people are looking for when they're buying. So if you have a white kitchen, to warm it up with, let's say, a pale sage green or a beautiful a warm tone brown gray or a pale neutral, really will make it look better on film and show some depth
mm-hmm.
and then make the cabinets pop, if you will. So when you are painting, if you're doing that yourself, don't stick to just white. Use your white for the trim, your white for the ceilings, and then beautiful, soft, neutral colors.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to short sell your service.
Sure.
Because you bring that added value of being there and help people pick. But even if you kept it simple and went to a paint store of a picture,
right.
the guy behind a counter can bring out a whole palette of colors that fit together and help you there.
Exactly.
Now,
he
couldn't make the whole house blend the way Rich would.
Right.
But there's lots of ways to get help like that.
Exactly.
And most people don't know they don't know. And until they know they don't know, there's not much you can do with them.
Exactly. Another thing, once you have a nice fresh coat of paint on the house, the obvious things as far as just keeping the house clean. The big thing that I have a hard time with people is that when you make a commitment to sell your home, that's a commitment. That means you have to live slightly different.
Yes.
I have Italian descent, so I say we make it the fake house. and that means that you don't live like you normally do.
Right.
Unfortunately, we have to make our bed before we leave the house, even though we have to get up a little 15 minutes earlier to do that. We have to make sure that we wipe down the shower door because people are going to come in throughout the day. And you have to live a little cleaner. Maybe cooking fish at home is probably probably not a good idea.
No.
You have to live a little bit cleaner during this time
and
period.
And being part Polish, I say no kapusta, which is cabbage.
So exactly.
It's what the house smells like. I can't tell you how good some houses smell when you go in. I've never gotten that skill, but I know people like yourselves can. Then what the house looks like.
Right.
And then I tell people, you want to get about four, get those stackable laundry baskets, because before you leave on a day when we're going to have a showing, I want everything off the counter.
Exactly.
I want them to see the back wall. I want them to see the counter. I want to see the kitchen as uncluttered as possible so that it looks as large as possible.
Yes. And, you know, a rule that I have for people when I'm staging is I go in each room and I have to be able to walk completely around each room. If there's an impediment there, that's a problem. So I make sure I walk with people room by room. If you cannot get through, there's a problem.
Yes.
Because people, multiple people going in a room, that's going to be an issue for people. The room's too small. It's too cluttered. They don't have enough storage. Let's move on.
And I'll tell you a funny story. I had a couple with two little kids in a three-bedroom townhouse in Branchburg, Bridgewater maybe it was. And they took all the kids' toys out because it's not the kids that take up the space. It's the support systems, the
Correct.
Big wheels and the dollhouses.
Kids are small.
Yeah, right. So they got all the stuff out, and
they said
something that was so funny I will never forget it. They said, you know what? They have more fun with the empty boxes than they do with the toys.
Which is very telling, right?
Yes.
It's very truthful.
So we try to declutter the house. I said, go get one of those $99 garages. You're going to have to move anyway. Start moving before we start showing the house.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll go through room by room and show them what needs to come out and then maybe supplement back some things that make the house look better.
And then don't wait until you have the pictures out and you have your first showings and you don't have a good turnout to regroup.
Right.
Your best, I feel, your best impression is your first impression. Because people know the houses. It's so easy with the internet. Oh, 9-something lane, I saw that house. It was a mess. 2 weeks later may not be a mess,
right.
But you've already made that impression.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I agree with that. We're going to take some quick commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Well, imagine that.
Right, sounded a lot like me. Not a coincidence either. If you know, you didn't may not have had a chance to jot the number down, but just look up Joe Peters Real Estate.
Yes, I want you to give your
my site, jpeters.com.
Okay, and your phone number?
908-238-0118. Give me a shout. I typically start talking to people a year or so ahead of them making a decision. And then I'm not pushy. I understand you need information, you need knowledge, you need expertise. That's what I lend. And if it clicks, we'll work. If it doesn't, it's been a nice experience.
Wonderful. So before we were going to break, we were talking quite specifically about things you can do inside your home, keeping the house clean, a fresh paint job, making sure that there's no smells in the house, and then most recently, not having clutter and being able to walk around the rooms. I say two other things. There should be nothing that's on the floor, no decorative items on the floor. Furniture that you can walk around, no decorative items on the floor. Superfluous pieces of furniture, get rid of them. Make the rooms look bigger.
Yep.
Finally to me, I would say look at the test shots before they go out there on my end. Look at what you see. Sometimes what you see in person looks great, but doesn't translate on film. You can manipulate things a little bit when you do the pictures.
Right.
Make the rooms look bigger. And somebody like you, a professional, will take those shots that the rooms look the best that they can possibly look.
Yeah, and everything on the walls, a lot of time there's personal pictures and whatever. You want to get them down.
Exactly.
They mean a lot to you. It's not something you want to share with somebody else.
Exactly.
You may need to get the pinholes filled in and the walls painted. Not a major thing. It doesn't mean you need to paint the whole house. But in effect, Grandpa's picture is not something somebody else needs to look at.
Because
and you don't want it in the pictures when we take the pictures.
Exactly, because it's very hard, again, for somebody else, as if you would be showing your own house, it's very hard for someone to picture them living in your house.
Right.
And a picture of your grandfather or your daughter or your wedding picture represents that this is somebody else's house, their life. And that's hard, I think, to get over.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I know that you brought some statistics and some things in today, so I'm kind of curious what you have for
month.
Us.
So I've got some fresh statistics.
Okay.
We actually sold in a month that isn't typically one of our busier months, March. It's usually still snowing a little into March. This year's not been normal or has been abnormal, whatever you want to call it. We sold in March 162 houses in Hunterdon County. That's all agents, all agencies. That's not a bad number. That's like five a day. We sold at an average of $431,000, and we listed another 319. Those are sales that are going to happen 60 to 90 days out, and we listed at an average of 520. So we're listing about 20% higher than what we're selling at, but that's normal, and it's taking us about 94 days to sell a house. The key here is month supply. If you divide the number of sales in the last 30 days into today's inventory, you'll find that we have about a six-month supply. That's pretty normal. 4 to 6 is a normal time. If you get above 6, it's pressure on prices. If you get below 4, there's multiple offers coming in and maybe above asking.
Right.
So we're sitting just at the edge of being on the wrong end of 4 to 6, but it'll drop as the months go on. We'll probably be at 5 and 4. If you go over to Somerset County, they're at four month supply right now. You get into some of the hotter towns, even in Clinton Township, we're at 4 month supply. So I think we even had one at 3 last month. The town of Clinton had 3. Clinton Township had 4. So we have some faster-moving spots, Clinton Township being one, Reddington, Raritan. That's where people want to buy. Those free areas, and we have 26 of them. 3 out of 26 sell half our inventory.
Wow.
And if you look at Somerset County, the areas that touch Hunterdon County are what we call the contiguous areas of Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsboro.
There's the towns that move, aren't they?
They're the ones that move there. So they all touch each other. That's where people want to live. When you get outside of that bullseye, the prices go down a little because it's harder to get people to come out to Alexandria. It's almost impossible to get them to come out to Holland. And you're going to that's going to reflect in the amount of price you can get for you. I have people in Holland County who just want to move back to Clinton.
Right.
It's Holland Township, I should say. And it's a great place to live. I love it over there. But
right.
It's 20 miles past Clinton.
Exactly. It's, and with the current trend of going more towards our city centers, that's
right.
You know, probably going to, for a while, until something else happens.
They're calling it the receding urban perimeter. I mean, it went out for 20, 25 years.
Right.
And it's like the tide.
It's going back in again.
And just take a look at the high schools. We're going to have some 20% fewer students in 5 years in high school in Hunterdon County. Because of that, and because we're having fewer children, and because the people that are having children are having one, maybe two, and they want to live in a city to start with.
Exactly. But, you know, there's a trade-off to both. I mean, I think there's a perception of living in a city, how great it will be. But when you get used to privacy, when you get used to quiet, when you get used to seeing the stars at night, that's not going to always work for everybody, because that's my theory, too.
Well, what we're seeing is the people coming into Hunterdon County as first-time buyers are what we call nesters.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone and they've had their single life. They're
probably
now in their early to mid-30s.
Right.
First-time buyers graduated from 27 to 37 years over the last 5 years because of hardness to find a job and get a mortgage. But when they're starting the nest, they're coming back to Hunterdon County. And we say, welcome back. You know, this is what we want.
Yeah. You know, people go through stages of their life, and I think this would be a very great place to live at a certain stage of your life, definitely.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's kind of the 25-year-old just coming out of college, he wants to go live in Bayonne.
Right.
And you know what? You should. You should do that once in your life.
Right.
But when they meet the right person, they're thinking about having children or had the first already, they're thinking about Hunterdon County again. And lots of people coming into Hunterdon County with those thoughts that have never been here.
Right.
I would say over 50% of our business is first-time buyers right now. And more than three-quarters of those people never lived in Hunterdon County. They've chosen Hunterdon County because we have the quality of life that they're looking for.
Exactly. Our big thing with Hunterdon County, I think, is that because we don't really have a train. Now, what I hear, there was a train many years ago. And I don't know if it was just a freight line or there was some, but there was a train line through Hunterdon many, many years ago. Is that in fact true? Or
I think there was. I think, as a matter of fact, Chris Phelan, who's involved in the chamber, I guess he's the president, used to run one of the trolley lines out of town here.
Right.
But transportation is a big issue.
It's
and
key.
We've just inaugurated, and I spoke to the girl who runs it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We now have service between downtown Flemington and the Bridgewater Mall, and it stops at Raritan Valley Community College.
Wow.
And the reason I talked to her, I was going as part of the Leadership Hunter program that I'm involved in, to talk to the president of Raritan Valley yesterday and wanted to see how it was doing. And the answer was, it's got some ridership and it's building, but we're probably going to have to wait till the new semester starts and see how people blend it into their new school year.
Joe, we have 2 minutes left. I want to sort of do a countdown for our listeners of things that they can do, and I'm going to throw some stuff out and you tell me good, bad, or indifferent.
Sure.
One, look at the outside of your house. Go around the front, go all the way around, see if there's mold, if you need to power wash, if you need to paint, if you need to clean your windows, if you need to cut your shrubs, and what you do to make the outside look better. Good?
Absolutely
okay.
Correct.
Inside, go from room to room, start by going through each room and seeing if you could walk around each space and each room and make sure that there's no clutter. Get rid of superfluous furniture and accessories and make sure that it looks nice, but not that it's overly furnished. Number three, personal items. Get rid of all the personal items. You're going to use them again. As you say, you're moving. Put them in boxes. All personal pictures, plaques, awards, flags, everything related to personal items, put them in a box in a secure place. You'll put them up at your new space.
Yep.
Definitely. Light, something that we haven't talked about. I was told by a realtor, 100% of the people don't want to buy a dark house.
Absolutely.
I see people hanging their window treatments way, way, way too high. I mean, sorry, way too low and covering your windows. Open up your windows. Bring natural light in.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, we're at the end of our segment. Joe, you've been a wonderful guest. Thank you for being here. Okay, and we'll see you this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Thanks, everybody, and have a great day.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Wins in Wisconsin for Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders, highlighting how important delegate math is. There were 42 delegates at stake in the Republican race, more than twice that up for grabs in the Democratic side. The victory for Cruz in Wisconsin making it more difficult for Donald Trump to secure the number of delegates needed to wrap up the nomination, meaning a contested convention could become a reality. Hillary Clinton still out ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders in terms of delegates, but he has momentum on his side, having now won 7 of the past 8 contests. The week before tax day is not a good time for the IRS headquarters to close the doors, but officials don't have much of a choice. This comes after a Monday afternoon fire. Government officials announcing the building remains closed for the rest of the week. Authorities say the fire affected the air handling system and damaged the building's basement. And rumors of an affair prompting an Alabama lawmaker to move forward with an effort to impeach Governor Robert Bentley. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Complex web, it will be very, very difficult to untangle it.
But Dr. Ben Carson says he's not ready to untangle it just yet.
And we still have millions saying on Facebook, you cannot leave us.
Speaking to supporters in Baltimore as Super Tuesday results rolled in, Carson said he's been somewhat discouraged by the political process since he jumped into the race. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are Super Tuesday's big winners. Clinton and Trump cemented their status as the front runners in the 2016 presidential campaign Tuesday with victories across the country. They locked up 7 wins each. The leader of the Republican Party says the turnout on Super Tuesday proves America wants a change from Democrats. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus says Democrats are not energized by Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. Neighbors of Apple's fenced-in complex in Northern California say they've been hearing strange noises around the clock. Sunnyvale residents say they're hearing random banging, thumps, and loud humming or buzzing at all hours. This is USA.